This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Aging and financial vulnerability today, what is the financial services industry doing about this? I'm David Brancaccio. He is in his 20s and he's terrified. It's about his mom.
I realize she's not been sending him hundreds of dollars. She's been sending him tens of thousands of dollars.
Jason, not his real name, knew his mother had started online dating, but then a message popped up on her phone suggesting his mom was sending thousands to an emailer claiming to be a U.S. soldier stationed in Africa. Money for an orphan, the love interest said he rescued from terrorists, money to help him export gold bars from a local mine, in-person dates always broken.
She's saying that, oh, he's coming home. And then he misses that date for some reason, missed his flight or whatever.
And then, this is so heartbreaking, booking a trip to Jerusalem where she would meet the emailer face to face.
And they were going to elope there. And so she sent somewhere around 15 to 20,000 to arrange that marriage and everything. And then he supposedly was in a firefight and got wounded.
The wedding never happened. Jason thinks she got a few hundred dollars back for the flower arrangements. Jason's mom may believe it's true love, but the situation bears the hallmarks of a classic scam. This week, we're hearing about evidence that as people get older, many become more vulnerable to fraud. Experts such as Weill Cornell gerontologist Mark Lax speak of age-associated financial vulnerability. This applies to people who seem cognitively okay, but who start dealing with money in ways that hurt their quality of life and
is in some way inconsistent with the financial behaviors they manifested as a younger person.
Among alarm bells is the change Jason noticed in a mom who had been, by the son's account, professionally successful and good with money. There'd been a divorce, and losing a spouse is a financial vulnerability in itself. Also note, doctors see changes in those as young as their 50s, and Jason's mom is not yet 60. Jason's story helps us explore what is to be done in situations like these. Donna Maddox, an assistant U.S. attorney in Oregon, is her office's elder justice coordinator. Her appointment is part of a 2017 federal law which directs regulators, law enforcement jurisdictions, and social workers to share info and teach about risk factors. She says describing for people how the common frauds like this romance scam play out can put people on guard. Her general advice?
Don't send money to someone you don't know, and don't receive money from someone you don't know.
But the internet can create the illusion you know a person. Also in this fight is Judith Shaw, pushing to get banks on the case.
We recognize that the people who work in our financial institutions are truly the warriors on the front line against this fight.
She's the boss of the state of Maine's Office of Securities after a bank manager took the risk of flagging a scam targeting Shaw's own mother. Despite bank privacy rules, Shaw spearheaded a training system for tellers and their bosses in Maine to show that reporting to, for instance, Adult Protective Services is okay. Nationally, banks wanted reassurance, and Shaw pushed for that federal law last spring that increased immunity for ringing the alarm. Meanwhile, Jason, in the Pacific Northwest.
I did talk to the bank. They told me there's nothing they could do unless I was tied into the accounts, which I'm not.
Wall Street's self-regulatory body FINRA last year ordered stockbrokers to ask customers to list the name of a trusted person to contact if something signals scam. This rule, however, doesn't apply to banks. What else? The FBI has what it calls IC3, the Internet Crime Complaint Center. Rachel Yurkovich at IC3 says the best hope for getting money back may be if the feds determine it's part of a pattern.
The more victims you have reporting this, the more actionable it can become.
Busts are not common, nor is getting money back. The feds pulled off several elder fraud sweeps in the last 2 years. The two big ones netted more than 500 people combined. A prominent elder rights advocate told me, quote, "We're not going to prosecute our way out of the problem. Better, she said, is education and protection, including doctors and financial advisors working together as their shared clients and patients get older, or technology with super spam filters under development. And here's a tool, at least in Florida.
The very quick access to a pause button so that the money isn't gone forever.
Shannon Miller, an elder rights attorney in Gainesville, says her state's new system lets vulnerable adults easily trigger a freeze to stop money flowing to a thief pending court review. That's Florida. In Oregon, Jason's been told even a temporary hold might require a legal fight with his mom, something he's just not prepared to do. I mean, he's still in school.
Yeah, and that's kind of why I'm in a spot right now. I can't really afford to not live with her right now, so...
Jason says he told his mom he was talking to us, but she declined to speak with us directly and still doesn't see what's happening as a scam. Marketplace.org has tips for talking with older loved ones, and people have rights, including rights to use money unwisely. What is the balance? That's tomorrow. Plus, listen for the Brains and Losses one-hour special on many public radio stations nationwide.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
President Trump is spending Memorial Day weekend in Japan. Amid pomp and ceremony, Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Abe are expected to talk about tough trade issues. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
Japan has a nearly $68 billion trade surplus with the U.S., much of it due to auto exports. President Trump would like Japan to make more cars here. Japanese carmakers say they've already invested about $51 billion in the U.S. Jessica Caldwell of Edmunds says it could be hard for them to do more.
It takes, you know, so much time to not only build a factory, but, you know, if you're looking at what is the return on your investment, you need to look at decades rather than just years.
And Trump's visit is also likely to be complicated by the administration's declaration last week that auto imports pose a national security threat. Shihoko Goto is with the Wilson Center.
It's no longer just about numbers. It's no longer about reducing the trade deficit or creating more jobs.
Goto says President Trump shouldn't plan on leaving Japan with a deal in hand. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Market watchers say the intensifying trade war is pursuing some and persuading some to sell off stocks today. Dow and S&P futures are each down 0.9%. The Nasdaq future down 1.3%. So is the London FTSE now. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.